And now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
So that's it. The Shout Out Listeners Awards have now closed.
Now starts the mammoth count. I'm Steffi Barnett.
And I'm Andy Shilton. And is not the award show this week. That was next week.
No, but instead we're getting a bit mystical in the studio.
And a little bit of time travel-y. Is that a word? Time travel?
No. All today, right here, shadow.
Travelly.
It's travel-y. Not weird.
No. So, sorry. I thought it was all right. I was just like, reading the show. Yeah.
Bad English.
Hello, everyone.
I would just like to let everyone.
You.
It did. Yeah,
that
but
I was doing one.
Yeah, I was born way before technology. I'm surprised I actually get on with it so well.
Well, it always does amaze me that you got a tablet.
It's always Apple.
I mean, it's
my age level. It's for me arthritis. I got to take the tablets.
You know what I mean. Those of you at home, Steph has actually got a tablet in front of her.
She's always glued to it.
As in like a mini computer tablet, not a thing you take. Yes.
Well, one has to keep tabs on Twitter and Facebook. One has fans, you know.
Yeah, we taught you how to use the shout-out account now, haven't we? So I did notice that the tweets are going out from us now.
Yes, they are. But that's because I cancel my own account, shut mine down, log out, so I can go in and do that.
We'll have to sort that out for you.
Bless you.
Anyway, award ceremony next week. We'll tell you more about it towards the end of the show. But you wanted to talk about that pardon, didn't you?
That's, there was a pardon on Tuesday, wasn't there, for all gay men?
And if you're not aware, I have a funny feeling it'd be in the news. It wouldn't surprise me. But they have said that they are going to make a formal pardon of everybody who was convicted of crimes of is it buggery? One of them, and all of those kind of, basically men who had sex with men that they prosecuted back when it used to be illegal. And while that's really good, the gay community's reaction hasn't actually been that good. And I have to agree with them. You know, they're saying they're giving a pardon for something that should never have been a crime in the first place. So there are a lot of people who are saying it should actually just have been struck off and because you have to apply.
Oh, right, okay.
You see? Those that have already passed away will automatically be pardoned.
Yeah.
Those that are alive can apply.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Wrong, isn't it?
Yeah.
It sounds like good news when I saw the headlines. Great.
Well, the Independent,
and then you read it and you think, oh, okay.
Yeah. And the Independent ran a big article on it, and they were saying, you know, actually, it's not quite as good as you think. Yeah. I mean, it's a step in the right direction.
It's a positive. Yeah.
It's called the Turing Law, I think, or the Alan Turing. It's something to do with, because Alan Turing obviously was famously pardoned
and killed himself.
Well, he killed himself before he was pardoned.
Yeah. And there's also... Now, this is...
He died a long time ago.
Moving on, there's not... this one's not in the news. Aiden, 16-year-old... born female.
Is this the one that is
transgender?
Suing local authority.
Is suing, yeah.
Yay.
Because the school.
They refused to let him wear.
Boys' clothes.
Boys' uniform, yeah.
Yeah. So.
And the school's response hasn't actually been wonderful. They said they're going to defend their position.
That's because if you're under 18, you don't have any rights. It's up to your parents to hold your rights.
Well, the parents were supportive. That's
were
the
they?
Thing.
Oh, right.
Yeah. The parents were supportive. Good. The problem is, when you hear the name of the school, you'll understand why. Hereford Cathedral School. So there you go.
Yeah, but not everyone religious is against this.
No.
That's
very true. Let's be honest.
But we got items about Christianity and LGBT coming up in future series. So
yes.
Stay glued for that one.
It is LGBT History Month.
Yep.
And actually, well worth having a look on the Pride website. There's an awful lot of events they're doing, I noticed. Yep. They've been passing
across to us. And
we're
doing special as well.
And we've got some specials coming up. Obviously, next week's the award show, but then we got quite a few booked in for the weeks after
we have,
haven't we?
Yeah.
So, good. Yeah. get the ceremony out of the way and we can get back to normal.
Yeah, and you can relax and take on the broadcast order and script again. Yeah.
Take some weight off you. So I'm really excited about next week. It's going to be brilliant. So, but yeah. We'll come back to that later because we've got time towards the end of the show for that, haven't we?
Yeah.
So that does mean, in the meantime, Tara, here's your jingle. So, obviously, we know it's wars next week. That's the most important event in the world that's coming up.
That's all we should be talking about, isn't it?
And there, we're done.
I'll gag him, Tara.
Oh, that's all right. I
brought duct tape this week.
He's had one, you know, most important day of the year now. More important than Christmas.
Oh, of course. So, no, what have you got coming up for us?
Right, okay. So, the first one's tomorrow night. I know it's a bit of a late notice, but the LGBT Resilience launch. So, there's a thing at City Hall, where we get all to put our opinions across and how we want to see the city look after us.
Yeah. Is it an LGBT thing? Is it?
It is an LGBT thing, yeah. So it's an LGBT resilience launch. It's on tomorrow and it's at City Hall at the College Green, and it's from 2 p.m. till 10 p.m.
10 at night? Oh,
yeah, well,
good.
There's different things happening. So, so the first thing is there's an introduction.
Right.
Yeah, so there's an introduction, and it's a community expo. I think it's stalls, workshops, events, free to attend, open to all people. Followed by the launch itself at 5:30 till 7, and that's where we decide about strategies. So it's, I guess it comes down to the idea of the money, limited money, and how we can actually, you know, stand up for ourselves, to be honest, and see what we can get. And then there's History Month launch party afterwards at 7 p.m. till 10.
Cool.
So there's a few things on there in one location. Yeah. So the next one, and let me get it, is this Saturday brunch, which is a community centre at a Patchway. So that's a LGBT.
Yes.
Event as well. So
guess what?
And that's really local.
They're one of the finalists too.
Yeah.
Might see them next week.
You might do.
I hope we do.
So that's from Saturday, 11 a.m. till 1 p.m.
I remember when they started that one because we plugged the first one.
Dave Sully, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, Dave Sully. It's a free to go, and it's at a Coniston Community Centre, the Parade, a Patchway, in South Close. So not to be, you know, not having a pistol. And then the other one is the Pride. Western Supermade Pride 2017 presents, they've got Audition Day, which is on Sunday.
Oh, yes. Yes, you can go audition to be on the stage at Western Pride.
Looking,
that's really cool.
Looking for lots of dancers.
Yeah. And they have actually, they've announced a few of the acts. I've seen it going up on Twitter because they've been tagging us on it. So they have actually started announcing them. So if you fancy being on stage.
Absolutely. Sunday, 12.
You can go join our Michael Jackson impersonator. I wonder if he's coming back
again
this year.
Troy.
Troy.
Well, Troy's been on this show, and he was at Western Pride.
And some of you got very excited about it.
Yeah, he's a lovely guy.
Yes. Yeah. Moving swiftly on.
Hello, Troy.
It's a good job it's radio.
Yeah. You won't forget the next week they might actually be stood in front of you when we say things like that, will you?
Well, I interviewed him in Western Pride and survived.
So anyway, we've got options for solo singers, group dancers, hot dance troupes, and amateur drag kings and drag queens.
Are you going in for hot dancers?
I've got two left feet.
Oh, come on, Tara. In fact, we could have the pair of you. That'd be really cool.
Really?
Yeah, you can dance, can't you, Steph? I've seen you do it in the studio last time.
Why is your head bobbing up and down? Bob.
Because I'm encouraging you to dance.
Are you? Is that what you call it? What's that dog on the back shelf of cars?
So just don't sing, you'll be fine.
Churchill, that's the one.
Churchill's dog.
Sorry, Tara.
That's
I'm totally throwing you off.
That's all right. So the details to register on that are on the website, and they've got an email address you can email, which is wsmpride17.stage@hotmail.com. So you can book yourself in before as well.
Cool, fab. And if you are listening and you are someone who organises events, don't forget it is totally free to post the details onto Shoutout's website. Just click on events on the site, and you'll see there's a button there where where you can add your own, and it does feed into the events team that do the outshout that you've just heard there. So it's really cool, because it's really nice to actually have people feeding in and telling us what you're up to, so that we can put it out on the radio. So feel free. And then it does, of course, list on the website too, which is quite cool.
Okay, so and I think that's it really. So
okay, cool, brilliant. Thank you, Tara.
Cheers.
For more information about Shoutout Radio, visit us online at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
Shoutout.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shoutout Podcast.
Welcome to Handbags and High Heels. Oh no, sorry.
It will soon be Monday morning.
Is that because you're also doing the after party, aren't you? I'm going to talk about the awards the whole way through today, apart from when we talk to Rebecca.
That is beautiful, slightly tampered with, as is with most tunes on
slightly
H&H.
Tampered with.
We tamper with music a lot.
You tamper with a lot of things.
Now, Andy, I'm sat a foot closer to you this time.
Yeah, go away.
You are now within arm's reach.
Steph is doing Ham Magazine High Heels, which we're broadcasting at least the first hour of on the stations that are taking the show next week. And, it's
and if
all,
you're there,
all
we still
kind of
carry
thing.
On after.
Yes. So you have to come down. Now, we got Rebecca in the studio. Hello, welcome to Shout Out.
Hello.
Now, I'm going to ask you what you are here to talk about.
I'm here to talk about a couple of things, really.
Yeah.
Firstly, I'm following and a big part of Time to Talk Day, which is about finding outlets for us to talk to people about mental health and ending the whole mental health discrimination, and talking about being kind to ourselves, which falls into end mental health discrimination.
Yeah. Before we start...
Definitely a Marks and Spencer's voice, isn't
you got,
it?
It is. It's lush, isn't it?
See?
It's a bit... Well, I got...
Sorry, that
I
was
got,
really cruel of me to do
no,
that.
No, that's all right.
I've got a chip in my voice box. I usually sound like Joanna Lumley, but I got this switch, because it's a Bristol radio station, so to give me a lower Bristolian accent. Cost a lot of money to sound like this.
fortunately, I don't have the Bristol twang yet.
No.
But 10 years, 10 years in, it's getting there.
Yeah. Now, in the green room, you're talking about your little girl when you were at Pride. Now, you continue that story because it's so nice.
So we took our daughter, she's 8 and a half, to Pride with our son, who's 2.
Was this last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was just an afternoon out.
Yeah.
It was a gorgeous day.
It
was a beautiful sunny day.
A few nice people there.
There's some lovely people there. So we went down there and we went in, and the kids both had tattoos, like face paint things on their arms. And
oh, that henna stuff?
No, like the face paints, but painted into rainbows. Ez thought it was the best thing since sliced bread. And that was that. Off we came, toddled off, had a lovely evening. The end. On the Monday, went to school to pick Ez up. And a teacher comes out, and I was very excited to see him. He's rather nice. And he said, oh, can I have a quick chat? I said, of course you can. He said, oh, Ez was amazing today. She stood up in front of the whole class. And I was beside myself because she'd not done that for months because she'd had a real confidence knock. He said, and the thing is, it was quite awkward. And I said, well, why is that? He said, well, because she, I understand you took her to Pride on Saturday. I said, yeah, we did. We had a really nice time. He said, well, the thing is, she told everybody about it in class today. I said, right, that's brilliant. That's really good. He said, yeah, but what we need to do is we need to have a little chat with her, and we need to speak to her and talk to her about when she says these things, which in itself I thought was a strange phrase, she needs to have in the back of her mind that people are going to tell her that she's wrong.
Oh, dear.
So what was your response to that then?
Well, all I can say is I'm very grateful that my rather wonderful husband was stood right next to me, and he is a sea of calm at the best of times. And my stock response was, if you think for 1 second I am going to ask my daughter to think about speaking about people that love each other, then you have got another thing coming. Which was met with blank stares.
Is she still in the same school?
She isn't, no.
Yeah. I wonder why.
It was a lot of reasons why, not specifically that, but for me, I felt, she's an 8-year-old girl, and, people love each other, and you should celebrate that, irrespective of who they are. Mm. And I didn't. For me, I felt it was very important. And now she does go to a Church of England school. So there was obviously the Christian.
That school was, or
yeah, the one she's at no, that, that one, one was. But interestingly, she's at a Christian school now as well.
And their views very different.
Very different.
I mean, it's unfair to say it was the whole school, unless you know it definitely was. I mean, this is one particular teacher, so
yeah.
I mean, was that the attitude of the school as a whole? Or?
Well, the teacher's concern was how the parents were going to react.
Right.
And I said to him, "Will you tell any of those parents that come to you to come and speak to me?"
Oh, good on you.
That's it. Nobody did. No one came and spoke to me at all.
Do you know what she'd said then?
Oh, she just talked about how she'd been to Pride and it was amazing. And there was lots of people that loved each other and we were having a really nice time. And it was sunny and she went in a tent with Mummy and Mummy just spoke lots to loads of people.
So nothing kind of out of the ordinary anyway.
And that
then.
Was what was so interesting, because I was walking back to the car fuming and I said, in what example could it possibly be unacceptable for her to go? And when I thought about it, I thought there isn't a single reason, not in the world, not wouldn't have mattered what she'd seen. It's nothing that she wouldn't have seen at Meat Fest or whatever it's called, or any other the other part of festivals. What is it?
Grillstock.
That's it. You know what I meant.
Meat Fest. Nice one, Becca.
Trust me, Shatak can feel like Meat Fest sometimes. It's
Don't worry, my love. We'll take that out when it goes live. Right, moving on. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people in the LGBT community mm-hmm. have real trouble sometimes with guilt. And loving themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, especially they've got teachers that taught you like that. It's not really surprising.
That's going to knock confidence anyway, isn't
it?
I take it didn't knock your daughter's confidence, though, because I take it he didn't say anything to her.
No. He only spoke to me. Oh, God, it'd take more than that with theirs, I can tell you.
Because it'd be horrible to think that an 8-year-old had their world smashed apart just by a teacher.
That's very interesting, because I think if she'd had a different family background.
Mm.
Or a different belief system at home, potentially, that could have had a much bigger impact.
Yeah.
But she knows better than to even... It doesn't even come up into conversation in our house, so...
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. But it's funny how kids just accept.
They do, and so they should.
It's their parents that turn them.
Absolutely.
Well, homophobia is learnt, not...
It is learnt.
It's not a something you're born with, yeah. So anyway, it's not quite what you came to talk to us about. We're really digressing.
But it was good anyway.
I love a good chat with Steph.
Yeah, it's and the other 59,999 listening.
No, it's only me.
So, but no, you come in to talk to us because you have quite an interest in something else, I believe.
Well, I've just got a massive interest in humans, really.
Humans?
Yeah, it's just humans in general. Good ones, bad ones, whatever. But, yeah, I think, we aren't kind enough. And like Steph was saying about people, in the LGBT community carrying feelings of guilt or, not fitting in. I've just been talking to somebody outside and they were saying about that feeling of isolation and loneliness.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it in our culture nowadays, we focus so much on what we should be and not on what we are.
Mm.
And I'm a really big, I'm all about, I say to everybody all the time, be kind to yourself. And that being kind to yourself isn't about buying shoes or buying a fast car. It's about sitting down of an evening and thinking about what you've got and how wonderful and how fabulous you are, regardless of what you look like or, what your sexuality is or anything. It's all irrelevant. It's about being kind and gentle on our physical bodies and our souls.
Mm.
Is there a danger maybe of going too far down that road? You start to become selfish?
Or not caring enough? I mean, you should still take care of yourself, I should point out.
I think it's about, it's finding that balance, isn't it? It's about self-acceptance in whatever that, I mean, I've been through a very big journey of my own about the way I look, the way I feel about the way I look. And
I know very few people who look at themselves in the mirror and go, I just look perfect. Everyone thinks they have something wrong with them. Even the people that I see, and I'm just like, I think you're perfect. They're like, oh, no, I've got this and I've got that and I don't like it. And we're terrible like that as people.
But I think we need to readdress our look, what we define as perfect.
Mm.
Because perfect comes in whatever shape you choose it to be.
But a lot of people aren't even looking for that. They're just trying to go out the front door with enough confidence built
and
up to face the world, because they don't know sometimes how the world's going to see them.
Exactly. And I mean, I can only talk from that perspective. I can talk from, I can talk from myself that, my husband will tell you one particular morning I did 6 changes of clothes and still couldn't go out the house because I still didn't feel like I looked right for what I was about to do.
I have that same issue even now. When you think I've been transitioned, what, 12 years, but I see me, when you see me in Starbucks or out and chatting, I'm sort of, everyone thinks, oh my God, Steph's so confident, she's on radio. And but to walk out that front door, to actually look in the mirror, and I think, oh my God, you know, and you've got to build confidence up. But once I'm out and shut the door, I forget about me and what I look like, or how I perceive myself and how I look, but think about others and the world. So I look at it all outward rather than look in.
I think it's about strength. I always talk about your kind of personality muscle and strengthening. So my Becca muscle.
That's a good analogy.
And looking at that and saying, you know, if you pretend to be confident, eventually the confidence will kick in, you know, and that's what you're talking about there.
Yes, yeah.
And I think it's vital that you just hold still, remember who you are, you know, not what's going on out here, what's going on in here, inside you, and remember all the positive things about what you give to others. And then the shell is just the shell. And if, and quite frankly, I mean, it is a real cliche, but if people don't like the way you look, it's just tough.
Mm.
And I really am that person now. I'll wear a bikini. People talk about bikini ready. I'm always bikini ready.
What, in this weather?
I was gonna say.
I would.
'Tis a bit cool.
It's slightly cool, yes.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, were you going to continue then?
No, I was waiting for you. You dropped something.
No, my glasses just fell on the floor, hence I had to go under the table.
Got the
window
open,
I was missing at the mic for a few seconds.
So now, I also hear you have quite an interest in energy healing as well. Is this what it leads into? Is this part of this whole?
I think it's part of all of it. I mean, we are energy. Energy is us. And that's, you know.
Yeah. I mean, everyone does have different kind of beliefs. I mean, there are a lot of people who do believe that your body is just a vessel while you're here. And you know, when you pass away or pass on or whatever you believe, you do leave that behind. So, but you've actually studied in it as well, haven't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've done last sort of 15 years. I've done loads of different random workshops and useful workshops and met amazing people and just looked at energy as a whole and how it works to heal our bodies physically and mentally, because whatever we're dealing with emotionally or mentally, we're manifesting it and it has to come out somewhere. And it
so
will
do you believe in things like karma then?
Oh, that's a tricky one, karma. That's a tricky one. I haven't got long enough to talk about karma. But I think it's a case of, you know, what we take internally will come out.
It's very spiritual, isn't it, what you're talking about?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you know, I find that although I know people who are Christians or various religions and that, most of the people I meet, and we then discuss it, seem to be very spiritual.
Yes.
They've left a religion,
religion
and gone to somewhere different because religion's something focused in a different direction that seems to be controlling.
Yes.
Well, how much of that, though, is because we're part of the LGBT community? And, you know, because I know a lot of people who aren't, who are very religious.
Mm. Oh, I'm not saying that religion is wrong.
No.
I'm just saying that how you meet a lot of people who tend to be more spiritual now.
Yeah.
Because they've moved away from a religion because of that controlling factor.
I think it's such a difficult subject, isn't it? I mean, let's be honest, it's a minefield.
Well, the good thing is, you are going to be coming back.
Yes, I am.
Because you're going to be covering Christianity us versus LGBT community.
Yeah, so I'm going to look at that in more detail. And I'd be really interested to find out from anybody who is listening, who is in the LGBT community, and also Christian.
Of which there are a lot.
I would really, really love to hear from them.
Well, if you'd like to get in contact, you can do it via us. Either go to our website and use a contact page, or you can just email studio@shoutoutradio.lgbt, and we can more than happily collect them up.
Now, people want more information on the subject matter that you've been discussing today.
Yes, so my Facebook page is Balance Healing Bristol. And I'm also on Twitter, and it's quite a long one. So it's Balance Coaching and Healing on Twitter, but it's @Becca E. Spittles.
Right. Okay.
Cool. Well, listen, it's been lovely talking to you, and it's lovely to hear that your little girl had so much fun at Pride.
She loved it.
You have to make sure she comes along to this year's one.
Because we will.
Yeah. I think we're in the same place. We haven't really had a chance to talk to Darren yet this year, but then it's January. So we will find out more as time goes on, I'm sure. He's always popping on the show to tell us what they're up to. So, lovely for to have you join us, and do come back when we talk.
You. Christianity. Mm,
yeah. Yes. Or religion, just in general.
No, not religion.
No?
That would be, we'd be here for the next 2 years.
That'd be like a six-parter.
It's something that needs covering, isn't it? So,
We've got the girl who can cover it.
I'm happy. Yeah.
So, anyway, stay with us. News headlines are up next. You're listening to Shout Out.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Well, that's Sash, Colour the Worlds. I love that song. It's a really nice one. I used to love Sash when I was younger.
They do some good stuff.
Yeah. I don't think they've released anything in years now. I think they kind of just stopped, haven't they?
Yeah, I haven't heard from them in years either. But their old stuff, still worth playing now.
Yeah. Oh, Corn Foire, I think, was their first ever big hit.
Yes, that's my favourite of theirs.
Stay, I think, was mine.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's the English one. You know, they did lots of different language ones.
No.
So, yeah. He'd done Corn Foire, and he did a... Spanish one, I think. Anyway, I'm digressing.
So. I like T-Rex.
T-Rex.
They're going to be big in the years to come. Look out, kids. They're going to be...
T-Rex.
Top of the hit parade.
Don't
sorry,
mess.
Sorry, the what?
It's don't mess with the dinosaurs.
Oh, is Mark Bolan coming back?
He is. He's already back. What are you talking about?
Mark Bolan didn't die. Lives
he did
on
not
forever.
He does. In our hearts.
They all do.
There will be people, there will genuinely be like teenagers and youngsters listening and go, what the hell's a hit parade?
Yeah,
all right. No, they will be.
It's called the iTunes chart, isn't it?
I'm accidentally turning Mitch's headphones
what are you
up.
Yeah, what
sorry.
Are you
just stop there. Stop right there. Stop. Right. Okay. Right. Moving on swiftly. Let's get some news.
This is Shout Out News on Thursday, the 2nd of February.
The independent online newspaper reports that a trans woman has been told by a court in Manchester that she no longer has access to her five children, which she fathered. The children and their mother are part of an Orthodox Jewish sect known as the Haredi. The story was also taken up by the Jewish community newspaper The Chronicle, which summarised that Mr Justice Peter Jackson said that he had reached an unwelcome conclusion that there was a real risk of the mother and the children being marginalised or excluded by the strictly Orthodox community if they saw their father face to face. But the judge also said that he found it disheartening that two minority groups would be pitted against each other in this way, when experience suggested that social solidarity was the best way to protect vulnerable rights. Not all members of the Haredi community agree with the ruling. Rabbi Ariel Abel spoke for the trans woman at the centre of the case and made the point that Judaism does not seek to punish transgender people in this way.
Young Tong Daly has been appearing quite a lot in the gay and alternative press of late. He was interviewed by the free paper New Musical Express last week, where he revealed his love of dance music pioneers Avicii and how he prepares for competitions. Tom is also the cover boy on the newly released March issue of Attitude magazine, where he says there is more to him than a pretty body. He's promoting his newly available book on working out and eating healthy, which is available now from all good bookstores and larger newsagents.
BBC Radio Guernsey in the Channel Islands says that a gay man has asked to be exempted from parish rates because of what he describes as the church's open discrimination against the LGBT population. Leo Thomas has made the challenge to island authorities, where parish rates cover civic amenities like recycling and rubbish collection, but also the upkeep of church buildings. Leo said that he would pay the parish rate sum to a local charity instead. The island authorities, who legalised same-sex marriage on the island in September, told Pink News that they were sympathetic to Mr Thomas's position, but that they believed the upkeep of church buildings was a part of the island's communal heritage.
Guardian columnist Owen Jones writes for the paper about the pardon this week for thousands of older gay men who were prosecuted and persecuted by the law for their homosexuality during the 1950s and 60s. Jones says that somehow the pardon still sticks in the throat, in that one needs to acknowledge a wrongdoing to get a pardon, yet these men were just living their lives. Owen also makes the point that the homophobia that fueled the witch hunts against gay and bisexual men in the past still exists and has been challenged not by the rich and powerful, but by self-organised grassroots activists.
You may remember that we reported that a coalition of radical groups, including Queer Strike and Bent Bars, were joining forces to protest against the detention of transgender prisoners in jails that do not reflect their gender identity. Well, our colleagues at underground magazine Vice and its associated alternative TV channel Viceland were at Pentonville Prison, said to be one of Britain's grimmest prisons, and met many of the activists who were there. Around 100 people took part in the demonstration, more than had been expected, and showing that activism is far from dead in the gay movement. Xing Zheng met most of those who took part and posted some great pictures online. Now, we'll be linking to her report this weekend, so have a look at our website to see the demo.
And finally, gay and trans fans of science fiction favourite Doctor Who were among those speculating on the reasons for the sudden announcement by actor Peter Capaldi that he's quitting the programme after 3 seasons. Mr. Capaldi has been the oldest actor to play the role since the original Doctor, William Hartnell, stepped aboard the TARDIS in 1963. However, according to several sources, including the men's magazine GQ, Capaldi was typecast and hamstrung by poor script writing. The hunt is on for the new Doctor and possibly a new direction for the programme, with speculation rife that the next incarnation of the Time Lord could see a woman in the role. Olivia Colman has been mooted, but who knows? We shall see, and we will report what happens.
For these news stories and more, visit our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt. And a happy Imbolc to all our pagan listeners.
For Shoutout News, this has been Michelle Graham-McMorrow.
And Terry Starr.
Shout Out News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
Who's Doctor Who fan then?
I have been a long time.
We got a special coming up in a minute. You might want to have a listen
right.
to
yeah.
the lovely Mr. Spilacy's been off doing some chatting.
Oh,
so stay with us
in his TARDIS.
Yeah, in his TARDIS.
and his scarf.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Oh, I say that's a bit dancey, isn't it?
Very dancey. That might be played next Tuesday.
Yeah. That's kind of like you. You just want to kind of like headbang along with that.
Yes. Just keep your head still. You're going to hit the mic.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Please don't do that. I'm glad there's no cameras in here, Andy.
Yeah.
But not that we're
doing
anyway.
That now, actually. Have you noticed? They're Facebook Living while they're broadcasting in here.
I know.
Yeah, doing it on the BCFM.
Yeah.
Thing. Oh. So. Anyway, are you a Doctor Who fan?
I was in the early days. I can remember watching the very first series with William Hartnell. Yeah. In fact, the first time they showed Doctor Who, the very first one...
Do you remember Ace?
The transmission, no.
No?
No, the transmission failed, and so they repeated it. So the following Saturday, they played 1 and 2 again.
Yeah.
And it was balsa.
Was it in black
the TARDIS
and white?
Was made out, because every time you opened or closed the doors... Of course it was in black and white. And sure. Hues of grey.
So, well, Martin's been off having a chat with one of the actresses. Have a listen to this.
We're here today because it's a Doctor Who convention, and drawing upon your Doctor Who past, I know that the guys at Shout Out, our LGBT show, they're all massive fans of Ace, who you played way back in the day in Doctor Who. Why do you think Ace was so popular with the LGBT community?
Do you know, I had no idea that was so, and of course it makes total sense, and I'm very proud that she has attracted that following, you know, because I think the thing about Ace is that she was very open to everything. She didn't have... Yes, she had strong opinions about good and evil, but she was totally accepting of who people were, and she fought a corner for people who she considered to be maybe the kind of the underdog or the minority, if you like. And I also think maybe because Ace was just totally expressing herself, she wasn't a girly girl and she wasn't completely an out-and-out tomboy either. She had a very complex character for Doctor Who, I think. Looking back at, episodes like Remembrance of the Daleks, you see her chucking Nitro 9 and beating up a Dalek with a baseball bat and speaking her mind. But she also has a real vulnerable side. And in fact, at this convention, we've just watched episode 4 of Remembrance of the Daleks, and I was doing the commentary. And it really struck me how at the end, when the girl stops being kind of influenced by the Daleks and taken her mind taken over by the Daleks, the Ace just goes to her, picks her up off the floor and just cuddles her and holds her. And she's got a huge heart for everybody, I think, apart from people who she considers are not doing a very good job of being nice and you know, power mad or whatever. So I think possibly all of those things really have contributed to that.
This is the house I told you about.
When you were 13, you climbed over the wall for a dare.
That's your surprise, isn't it? Bringing me back here.
Remind me what it was that you sensed when you entered this deserted house. An aura of intense evil?
Don't you have things you hate?
I can't stand burnt toast. I loathe bus stations, terrible places full of lost luggage and lost souls.
I told you I never wanted to come back here again.
And then there's unrequited love and tyranny and cruelty.
Yeah, and of course they touched in that story, don't they? They touch on diversity and inclusivity with the scene with the no coloureds in the guest house.
Completely, yes. There's a scene where Ace walks into the living room of the guest house where she's staying, and she looks at this sign in the window and it says no coloureds, and she takes it off and she goes to go, and you can see she's going to go and have a right old Barney with the woman, because, and then she kind of, you know, oh, never mind. But yes, yeah, she's completely... in later stories as well, when you realise that she's got this... I think it's Menesha. Racists obviously burnt out her flat. And she's absolutely disgusted with that. So, yeah, she really fights people's corner.
I know the guys at Shoutout will be delighted to have you appear on the show. One last favour before you go, because I appreciate I'm taking your time, but would you be so kind as to do a little introduction?
Hi, my name's Sophie Aldred, and I had the great pleasure of playing Ace in Doctor Who, and you're listening to the amazing Shoutout on BCFM.
My lifelong friend Mary, you've just made her day. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my real pleasure. Thank you.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
You're taking it back?
Taking what back?
Your love.
My love?
Your love.
No, yes, I'd never take that
Enrique
back.
Enrique Iglesias.
Yes.
Is that how you say it, Iglesias?
Enrique. You need to let it roll.
I've never been able to do that.
Well, roll. Yeah.
Roll your R's.
No.
Sylvester McCoy used to do that when he was Doctor Who. He used to roll his R's, didn't he?
No, yeah. Oh, dear. But yeah, that's a funky one, too. Another one we might hear.
But you might do. You might hear it next Thursday if you come along.
So am I allowed to talk about the awards now?
No more.
No?
Oh. But you've been talking about it all night.
Well, yeah, on and off, yeah. So.
Except when I pulled his plug out.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
Well, it tends to shut him up.
Oh, no. I would have thought there was like a cascade when one pulls a plug out.
So now, I have something to let you know. Have a listen to... Let me make sure I got the right one. Have a listen to this.
Voting for the Shout Out Listeners Awards is now closed.
Join us live at the Old Market Assembly in Bristol for our two-hour broadcast when we'll reveal your winners.
With live performers and some special friends joining us to give away the awards, this event is completely free.
Doors open at 6 o'clock with the ceremony kicking off at 7.
So join us, 9th of February, at the Old Market Assembly in Bristol.
Do you want to know what's going on? We kind of very quickly mentioned it at the end of the show a few weeks ago, but Emma Britton from BBC Radio Bristol is coming to join us to give away some awards. Downsy, as he's known, or Ian Downs from Sam FM. Yeah. He used to do the breakfast show. He's now doing the sports show. He's coming to give away some awards.
I know him, yes.
We've got Pat and Eugene. Pat
Sherry
and Sherry
Eugene.
They're coming to give away some awards. And Marvin Rees, our current mayor of Bristol, will also be joining us live at the awards to give away some awards as well. We've got performances live on stage from Tanya Hazel. She will be performing live, and Rob Sainsbury and Scar will be there performing live as well. So,
great stuff.
Cool. And a lovely Steph afterwards as well. We'll be carrying on the partying after the awards.
And you can listen to Steph on the radio as well, because
you listen to the whole thing on the radio.
Well, of course, yes. But also the after party will be...
Yeah, we're taking the first hour of the after party. We're going all the way till 10 on air.
On air, yeah.
But we'll be carrying on in the venue as well. So it's completely free to attend, obviously, until we fill up. Which we hope.
Get there early.
That would be really nice. But yeah, and it's here in Bristol at the Old Market Assembly, which, funnily enough, is in Old Market. So I'd actually recommend the food there. We had food there the other night. It's lovely.
It's really nice. And they always have a vegetarian and vegan option as
They do, yeah. And the bakery's been so successful, they moved it into the shop next door now.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
They bake their own sourdough bread, which is really nice, with a bit of balsamic vinegar. Yeah.
It's nice to see some new businesses in Old Market, isn't
it?
Kind of something a bit more diverse as well. It's great.
No, it's really good. It's owned by the same people. They own the canteen in Stokes Croft, and they own number one on the harbour side. And the bread store is a really funny one, because they were driving it round to their restaurants, and loads of other restaurants spotted their electric van driving it round and said, could you supply us? And it got to a point where they couldn't physically bake enough bread inside the restaurant, so they moved it into a shop next door. So a real Bristol success story. It's really cool.
Absolutely brilliant.
So next week is the award ceremony. We're live at 7, so get there before 7. Doors open from 6, and it's completely free.
Yeah, make sure you're there before 6:30, because I'm sure it's going to be absolutely packed.
Yeah, if you want reserved seats, you do need to be paying for food. Do that. If you want to do that, contact the venue. I don't honestly know how much is left, but it's worth a try if you fancy it. Mm-hmm. Lovely pizza.
It sounds like a good evening, you know.
It's
come early, have some food.
Yeah. It's going to be the first time.
And there's some music and a show.
First time I've worn a shirt and tie since I got married. As well as the other funny ones. So. We'll all be there, won't we?
We will.
So, we're all looking forward to it.
Wouldn't miss it for the world.
It'll be great to find out who's won, isn't it?
I'll be there with a change of clothes.
That is it for this week. As we've been talking about, this week's a rather special one.
Yes, the awards will be live in a two-hour-long special as we reveal to you who chose as winners.
Live and only on BCFM Pirate Nation next week, isn't it, I believe?
It is, yes.
But join us in person at the Old Market Assembly in Bristol as well. So.
Doors open from 6, so for now...
Say bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye!
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.